We are here on the floor. The sound check has just ended, and we are here with John Bon Jovi. Good day, sir.
Good day, my brother.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Welcome. Nice
Thank
to have you.
You
in Philly. So many cool things. I just want to touch on a couple. I know you've got a lot to do today. But this Hall of Fame induction thing, tonight's our 50th anniversary celebration for MMR.
That's great.
Sunday was the actual 50th birthday, and I was on the air for 11 hours. We did a song for every year, 50 songs for 50 years. I started at 10 a.m. We finished at 9 p.m. I was on for 11 hours. And it was so much fun because the passion of our listeners is why we're still able to be here. And much like I think a rock and roll band, I equate it to a train that left the station in 1968. Some fans have been there with us the whole time. Some have gotten on and off along the way. And I think you could say the same about Bon Jovi, right?
Sure, most definitely. I mean, you know the history that we have in this town. So from before the first record 35 years ago, the history that I have in this town, we did our second album here, of course, the Soul Foundation, all the charitable works. And so a lot of people were there in the very beginning when we were playing in the nightclubs on South Street and got off along the way, and the Spectrum came and went, and Veterans Field came and went. You know, I mean, the buildings are gone. And MMR are still here, and Bon Jovi are still here.
But, I mean, you know, when I think about the Hall of Fame, your brother Matt was so great on social media, you know, saying, all right, you know, because for the last couple of years, fans have gotten to vote. And the fans of Bon Jovi are so loyal,
yes.
You know, and you thank them from the Hall of Fame as well. You should.
Yes, definitely.
But, I mean, the passion of these fans, whether they've been with you from the beginning or joined along the way, is pretty inspiring.
Most definitely. You know, I mean, we're seeing second for sure, and sometimes even third generations of people that have been coming out to shows. And you know, it's funny when you got a mom with her mom and her daughter. You know, you go, wow, you know, there's a story there.
The Hall of Fame speech, you let everyone talk, and that was cool. And you were the last to speak, as was appropriate. And what you did was kind of detail the story of the band, like from the very beginning to right up to This House Is Not For Sale. And I loved that detail. But what was your thinking in wanting to kind of retell the story, if you will?
Well, I think it was a story that was worth telling. You know, I mean, people, they like a song, they like an album, they like an era. But it doesn't mean that they know the whole story. And the inception of this band is unique because it was a DJ. You know, you are an anomaly, my friend. You know, I mean, in a world of computerized playlists of 12 songs with no real DJ, MMR, Pierre Robert, Philadelphia is a unique situation. And so, you know, it was a DJ who made Bon Jovi happen and got the record company to sign us. And so, you know, we know how important radio can and should be to the listener and to future generations of rock band.
Yeah, I mean, it really is cool. Another thing about the ceremony that I loved was the various thank yous of various people who've been with you through the years, including, I love crew people, but you thanked Mike Rue, who's a longtime trusty aide, and then you thanked your best friend and pal, Obie O'Brien, and the way you thanked him was by referencing the fact that he's been a long-suffering Eagles fan.
You know, his whole life. You know, I've watched the migraine headaches. I've seen it all every year.
Seen him yell at the TV.
Oh, my God, yes.
But you also, what was ironic or fascinating about that is that Bill Belichick, coach of the Patriots, is at your table.
Sure.
And you're referencing the Eagles, and Obie didn't gloat in front of Bill.
No. You know, he too has known Bill with me a long, long, long time. And, you know, and look, the Eagles were the better team for sure. And God bless them. And I'm so happy for the team and the city to have a Super Bowl champion.
But I have to ask you, in your heart of hearts, you don't have to answer. You can say no comment. Who are you rooting for?
Well, you know, obviously, the truth is, I was torn. Why didn't I go? Because half of the people in the world think I'm from Philly, and then everyone knows how longstanding my relationship is with Belichick. You know, I've known this man nearly 30 years. I mean, we're very good old friends. So I was torn, and I knew better than to go to the game. We watched it at home.
Cool. The last part of your speech was my favorite when you referenced and named your kids and said, they, and pointing to them, you are my greatest hits. Well, it was such a beautiful line. And then the final line, which, of course, brought Niagara Falls to me, was when you talked about your lovely wife, Dorothea, and you said, all I really want to do is make you a cup of tea and tell you how much I love you. And I just was I was melting at that point. She must have loved that.
Well, I hope so. You know, she put that whole weekend together, and she's been with me since before there was a band, since, you know, high school, almost 40 years ago. So it was as much of her celebration as mine. And it was just glorious to share with the family, with the friends, with the fans, with everybody. You know, it was a coming to fruition of the last bucket list dream.
The thing people have been wondering is the Richie thing, how the vibe was. He got together in one place, and I think he practiced with you in L.A., and then he came on, and it seemed like a great vibe at the time.
Yeah.
He said in one interview it was just like muscle memory.
That's pretty much what it was, yeah. I mean, he knows the songs. You know, he co-wrote them. So, you know, it was fabulous. It was nice to see him. It's been 5 years since any of us had seen him or spoken to him. And so it was nice of him to come and to see his mom again and his daughter, who's gotten so big, and it was great.
It was such a, you know, another thing about what I loved is that you played a new song.
Mm-hmm.
Most bands, when they get inducted, they don't play a new song.
Right.
And we're going to close with that in just one moment. But the thing I also want to just quickly ask you about is in that article in The Inquirer the other day on Philly.org, you talked about this city and your relationship with it. You've touched on it in this conversation and how people think you might be from Philly.
Yeah.
But you hinted that there may be a Soul Kitchen coming to Philly.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we're looking at locations. In fact, Craig Spencer, who's the, you know, co-chairman of the foundation, co-founder of the Soul and all that. We were together this week in Chicago, and he and Steve Perna think they have a location. So,
wow. Yeah,
we're ready to pull the trigger. We've got everything other than a location. We've got the financing. We've got the desire. It's just getting Steve and Craig, the real estate guys, to determine the right neighborhood with Sister Mary.
Cool. Sister Mary's involved.
Oh, yeah.
And she coming tonight?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Of course.
So I want to close with When We Were Us.
Yeah.
And what I love about This House Is Not For Sale is you released it a year and whatever ago. It went to number one. Then a couple of months back, you re-released it with two new songs, that being one of them.
Yeah.
And it so eloquently tells the story of the band and the passion and the willingness to climb that mountain and this fearlessness with which you guys, you know, led by you, just would not take no for an answer, would not stay at the bottom of the mountain.
No.
I love that.
Well, I thank you for that. You know, I was insistent that we play a new song, and the Hall were hesitant until I sent them the lyric sheet, and then they said, oh, of course, yeah, we need to do this new song. And the beautiful thing is not many bands that get inducted have current records and current number one records, you know, so they really couldn't argue with it, and we were very happy to do it. And, you know, Richie learned it, and he came and he sang it with no issues, and it was cool.
When We Were Us is a song we'll close with. Have a great gig tonight.
Thanks,
our
brother.
MMR 50th anniversary.
Happy birthday, MMR. Thank you, Pierre Robert. Thank for MMR, to all the staff through all the years that made the magic of rock and roll happen in Philadelphia. Thank you.